Duck. Jine FM, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and I had a friend reach out to me recently named Pitbull, and he told me this story that just, we're going to talk about that coming up here in a minute, but I would like to introduce Sharon and Timothy Creamer to the show. Welcome, both of you. And then also to Erica Brainham and Heather Meadows. Welcome, everyone, to the show today. I guess I'll just start off with let's talk to Shannon and Timothy, and I appreciate you both coming in.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners where you're from.
Elizabethtown, Indiana.
Which is? Where's Elizabethtown?
It's about 5 to 10 minutes outside Columbus, Indiana.
Okay. Is it a small town?
Yeah.
Small town. Pretty fairly small.
Is that where you're from? Is that where you grew up?
No, my dad was in the military, so I was a little bit everywhere.
All right. And Shannon?
I'm pretty much from Hope, Indiana.
From Hope, Indiana. So that's not now. I know where Hope is. So how did you two meet?
At work.
At work?
Yep.
And you work at?
I work at Flambeau now. We actually met years ago when I worked at NTN Drive Shaft.
All right. Wonderful. Well, first of all, I wanted to tell our listeners, our hearts go out to you. You recently lost two beautiful little girls on Friday, October the 20th. Tell us what happened.
Well, there was a car wreck in front of the house. Actually, I'd taken a half day from work that day to come home to spend the weekend with everybody, and I was sitting on the couch and heard the noise and said, man, there's been a car wreck out front. And I looked down over the hill and saw my sister-in-law's car actually coming across the road into basically our front yard.
And tell me about your daughters.
Oh, 4 and 2 and some handfuls.
Kaylee and Raylan, is that correct?
Kaylee and Allison.
Kaylee and Allison. It was Allison, Raylee,
yeah.
Creamer, and
yep.
Kaylee. How do you say it?
Kaylee Ren Creamer Ring and Creamer. Allison Raylene Creamer.
I love the middle names too. that just tragic.
Yeah.
I'm at loss for words about this one. Beautiful little girls. No one should have to go through this, and I appreciate you both coming in this afternoon because I couldn't imagine what you're going through now. You know, and being able to come on the radio, says a lot. There's going to be a ride happening very soon, and Erica, why don't you tell us about that?
It's a little bit more than just a ride. It is going to be a ride as well, but we also have some bands and dinners and stuff like that. It's going to be Saturday, November the 4th. It's going to be at the American Legion in Columbus.
All right.
The registration for the bike ride starts at 10 until noon, and then the kickstand's up at 12:30.
And there'll be some music?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We have five bands. We have the Smokin' Jokers, Mama's Headache, Rock 31, and Bionic Monks. We have a new band who wanted to do the very last set, so they're a new band. They'll be there for later on that night. I'm not quite sure the name of that one yet, but they will be there. We have dinner that starts at 5, and it includes a sandwich, 2 sides, a drink, and a dessert, and it's for $7.
Okay, and Kick stands up at 12:30,
mm-hmm.
And the Chosen Brothers are helping with this,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
What if there's people listening that might not be able to make the event but would like to make a donation?
There is a GoFundMe account that is available as well on there. If you click on any of that, you'll be able to get to the GoFundMe account. And then there's another account that was set up as well through a bank.
Right. And Shannon and Timothy, is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
I just want to say I'm grateful for the community and their support. So many people have came through that it's amazing.
Does that help? Does that help a little bit? I mean, all the... No?
No, not really, but it's still amazing. It's weird. It kind of restores your faith in humanity.
I think it also kind of helps them keep their mind off of stuff and kind of focused on other stuff.
Yeah.
Especially if you could get them involved and stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just
keeping us busy.
Yes.
Keeping you busy.
Yeah.
Well, again, you know, I'm normally not at a loss of words for things. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of talking, but this is just heartbreaking. And everybody out in the community that's listening, urge you to go. Columbus is not that far away.
No, it's not. It's not very far at all.
And I've been there before. It's a very nice location, and this is for a great cause. Again, tell us the dates again.
It's Saturday, November the 4th. Kick up for the rides is at 12:30. Registration's from 10 a.m. to noon. It's $20 per bike. There's no ride-on fee. It's just $20 flat. And it's at the American Legion in Columbus, Indiana, and that is at 2515 25th Street.
And, Tell me a special memory about Kaylee and Allison.
Oh, I've got so many. I think one of my really special memories about the girls is, just like on the way here, I heard a song on the radio that reminded me of them so much. That me and those girls, they didn't listen to their music. They listened to what Daddy listened to, and they would sing with me, and they loved to sing.
They did?
Yeah.
What was the song?
Yeah, I think it's a Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
They could sing it without the song playing.
Yep.
Could they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. And again, tell us the ages.
Four and two.
4 and 2. All right. And one more time, the date.
Saturday, November the 4th. Registration starts at 10 a.m. till noon. Bikes kick up at 12:30. And then live music begins at 4 p.m. and a dinner at 5.
All right. Well, we're going to dedicate this song to Kaylee and Allison. Here's Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.